Okay, so we'll begin. We're doing the piece called Shabchi Yushalayim Es Hashem Hallelujah Lekayich Tzion, where David HaMelech Kiveyachol turns to Yushalayim and says, Yushalayim, praise Hashem, and Tzion, praise your God, Ki Chizak Briche Sharoich Berach Banaich Bekirbech, because he strengthened the fortifications of the iron, literally, right, of your gates, meaning the closures, the locks or whatever, the iron bolts, I don't know, however you call those things, of your gates. Berach banaych bekirbech, he blessed your children inside of you. Hasam gvuleich shalom, he gave peace to your borders. Chelev chitim yasbech, and he gave you much plenty, much food and, you know, whatever produce you need. So David is saying, right, turning to Yerushalayim and to Tzion, saying that you really should be praising Hashem because of these wonderful things. We're going to see in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that there are four things here, right? There are four clauses and reasons why Yerushalayim should be thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. So the truth of the matter is that this piece appears in a bit more full way in Chelek Vav of Mayanei Yeshua, of Meimorom, which is called the volume that's called Mayanei Yeshua. So over there, it appears in, I think it's, this is Chelek Beis, I think. The Chelek, let's see, yeah, nope, Chelek Gimel, which is the part on Eretz Yisrael. Sha'arei Eretz Yisrael is the Chelek Gimel of Mayanei Yeshua. And Perek Yud Aleph, it's called the four levels in Eretz Yisrael, in Chelek Vav. So I'll just read you four lines or so before what precedes the paragraph that we're going to see here in the volume on the Siddur. So over there he prefaces with the following words. Kemosha kol nichlo ba'arba bechinos. The same way everything is always comprised of four aspects. Arba'is shem havaya, the four letters of the name of Hashem. Arba olamos, the four worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Varba chelke pardes, and the four parts of the Torah, which is Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod. Gamkein, Kain Gam, Eretz Yisrael, Mitchaleket L'Arba Dargos. So Eretz Yisrael also divides into four different levels. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdosh, V'Kodesh HaKadoshim. You know, the Mishnah in Kalim, right, lists 10 Dargos of Kedusha, of Eretz Yisrael. But I guess in a more general way, which by the way is the same when he, Bechlal, of the four Oseus of Havaya, it's also the same thing. We know that those four letters really represent the 10 spheres, but six of the spheres come in like a package of the Vav, right, that form the parts of Havzer Anpin. So the idea of 10 being compressed into four main Bechinas is certainly not foreign to us. That's actually fundamentally the way it is. So the same thing he says, Eretz Yisrael divides into Eretz Yisrael. These are the four dargos: Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he says, and here we could look already in the piece over here with us in the Siddur Chelek Yud Gimel, even though he begins it with slightly different way over there. You know, over here I think the Malaktim, the ones that put the volume Chelek Yud Gimel together, they, you know, made a slight bit of an alteration here just to let it start as a piece of its own right. So, by us it says, Hasibot shemonot bad oiris hachochma shelo yir'um velo yasigum. The causes that prevent one from seeing and attaining the lights of chochma, the lights of wisdom, right? What holds back Chachma from mankind? Hein arba, there are four. There are four primary causes that hold back, that prevent a person from gaining Chachma, from receiving the lights of Chachma. Shtaim chitzoniot u'shtaim pinmiot. Two external reasons and two inner reasons. Two external causes and two inner causes. Hachitzoniot, the external causes. Ha'aniyut shemavira et ha'adam al dato v'al dat kono. The poverty, or, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be poverty, it could be lack of money, enough, whatever it is, that's, but poverty is even worse, that takes a person, mavira et ha'adam al dato v'al dat kono. Poverty sometimes, often, can cause a person to, you know, leave his own mind and leave the mind of his creator, kibayachal. Act what's not really his true self. It can cause him the stress of poverty can cause him to go off, whatever going off means. Doesn't necessarily have to becoming irreligious, you know, but or worse, becoming not only irreligious but, you know, a terrible person, you know, who's doing, I don't know, stealing and cheating and whatever others, you know. It doesn't have to. Oh.
His mind is preoccupied.
His mind is so preoccupied with aneas. It's also stressed out or whatever it is. It can take a person away. So that's the first thing that he lists. The first thing, that's the first external cause to withhold chachma, that prevents chachma from a person, is poverty, aneas. Vayitchabrut imatzar ve'oyev. And then the second thing is the connection, meaning the dealings with the enemy, you know, the one who's trying to, the oppressor and the enemy. Gzeres ha-golos v'ashmad, the decree of exile and extinction, right? That's the physical threat of existence by an enemy. So that's the second thing which holds back chachma. You know, the truth of the matter is that this has been written about in many, I don't know, many, I've seen a number of articles over the course of at least 20 years pointing out the difference between our generation and previous generations. On the one hand, there is more Torah learning today than there ever, I mean, not that ever was, but than there was for the last few hundred years, for sure, you know, in Europe. Most of the people didn't know anything. You know, they might have read Tehillim, and maybe they knew some basic Mishnayos, but they didn't really have so much, there wasn't so much learning. Today, everybody has anybody from whatever has a Jewish education of basic learning, which includes Gemara learning, and the, you know, if we talk about, just this past week was the Yard Site of Rav Meir Shapira, the right of Lublin, the founder of the Daf Yomi. Bechlal, today there's so many thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. It's just an enormous percentage of the Rome world that's learning on a daily basis, even Daf Yomi, Gemara, Daf Day. It's unbelievable. There's tremendous, there's much more learning today spread out over the Jewish nation more than ever was for many, many years in the Gullus. Yet, on the other hand, the heart seems to have failed somewhat. You know, you would expect the fact that there's more knowledge to also lead to an increase in connection of the heart, but it doesn't work that way. You know, many, you know, I've heard from older people, and I remember even as a kid, you know, the older people crying in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur much more than is common today by the younger, more knowledgeable, and even sometimes Talmidei Chachamim. Crying is just an example. You know, we know that there's such a thing. I mentioned it in our Rosh Hashanah shiur, the time, right? There are people that are not balei bechi. They're just not so prone to crying. Even in their personal lives, they won't cry. So I'm not just... But as a general, if you look around, you know, you take the general, there's the heart, there's certain tmimus, there's a certain beautiful tmimus of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and really realizing and feeling how Hashem really runs our lives, and that's lacking compared to what it was once upon a time. So, like, it's become kind of drier in a certain sense, and it's kind of counterintuitive. You would expect that the more you know about Hashem's Torah, then the more you, right? So I think a lot of it has to do with the fact, I think they're both stemming from the same source, and that is that a lot of what we're able to learn today is just because we have time for it. We're not living with the same existential threat, if you want to say like that, you know, like of the Goyim are about to just raise over the city or something. You know, the Jews lived through pogroms and crusades and whatnot, and they were always on the move, often, not, you know, but their lives were they weren't allowed to open businesses, they weren't allowed to, you know, there was tremendous limitations, so that also caused tremendous anius, poverty, by much of, you know, the Jewish people, especially in Europe. So you're talking about where people were basically battling just to keep alive, whether it's financially or even physically. And that didn't really leave much time to learn Torah. It was, you go to sleep when it's dark, and you didn't even have, you know, they didn't have electricity, and they didn't have lights, and whatever else. It just was a very, it's like almost living, I don't say if you chas v'shalom, I mean, I'm saying this, you know, it's almost like a behemoth lifestyle, you know, it's just like living to exist. That was what Golus was. It was mamish, just took away the ability to really excel and grow in your ruchnius, because you didn't have time for ruchnius, and you didn't have mind for ruchnius. And today, Baruch Hashem, there's such, you know, I mean, of course, there are still people that don't have enough money, there's still, obviously, but comparatively, there is an amazing amount of wealth that we have. Even people that are poor today have way more than people that were poor back when, generally speaking. So we have just simply more time on our hands and more headspace on our hands, because we're starting from a much easier place. So on the one hand, that gave us the ability and gives us the ability to learn more and become more intellectual in understanding in our relationship to Hashem. On the other hand, we know that Yisurim and Tzaras, they push a person into turning to Hashem for tefillah. You're begging Hashem, you're always right. Vayishman Yisurim Vayivot, there's a certain tendency that when there's wealth, or for Rom Levavecha, the person's is in control of things, and he feels like he's running the show, and he's financially well off and doing well, and it's all because of Ishtal. There's a certain tendency for people to feel Hashem's involvement and the need to turn to Hashem becomes much, much less. So that the emotional connection suffers for the same reason that the intellectual connection has become improved. That's my my personal thought. I think that this has a lot to do with what has changed over the years. In any case, getting back to Rebbe Moshe, so this is what he points to as the superficial, the external reasons, the external things that hold back a person, the iris of chachma from a person. What are the inner reasons? Teva haseichel. One of them is the nature of the intellect. When one gets up, the other falls. When one falls, the other gets up. Meaning, he explains, you'll see from the next words, Valkein kol mili shel taiva sotem bad iris of chachma. Right? And he talks about Zekom Zenoifel, because the Noifel Zekom, it's a reference to Yaakov and Esau, right? One or the other is up. So he says, therefore, any fulfillment of Taiva, if we give in to a Taiva, we are closing off ourselves from receiving the Ares of Chachma. And if a person repeatedly gives in to Taiva, he's closing and closing and closing more and more. So that the Teva of the Seichel is that the seichel is only open for the Ares of Chachma when the body is not engaged in fulfilling its taivus. But when the taivus are being fulfilled, so the seichel is being shut off. is being closed, is not able to receive the Eiris of Chachma. V'koach HaRashi B'Yetzira, this is the second one. The second inner clause is the koach of the Ra in the Yetzira, in the creation. Im mitzad ha'avaim, if it's because of the, from the side of the mother and the father and the mother, kidechsiv, like the Pasuk says, hein ba'ovin chalalti v'chet yechamasni imi, right, in sin I was created, and the sin, and in the like heat of my mother, I was the sin of the my mother was like heated, whatever. So meaning that in the birthing process, there's always a little bit. Even David HaMelech says about his parents, and we know that Yishai was nifter beitya shel nachash, he mamish, meaning he didn't do any averis at all. But in the actual birthing process, there's always like a tiny, at least a tiny bit of aspect of chet involved, so that impacts on the person. That's right. The more this is brought down in this forum, right, and it's all over this forum when it comes, right, the more pure the parents' relationship is, the less impurities that are involved in that relationship, and then in the zivug b'chlal, so that keeps that enables that the child will be that much purer, and you know, have less mechitzos, less things that are holding him back or her back from connecting to Hashem. So that's obviously a big responsibility for parents. So you know, it's actually brought down in this forum. One of them, Perushim on Eitz Chaim, picks off of a certain piece in the Arizal in Eitz Chaim, and he says, "Oh, from here you see, like, really, the way your children come out doesn't just start from the time of marriage or the time of zivug. It starts before. It's all the mitzvahs that a person does, and all the keeping away from averis. That is already the building process of your children, because when a person does come to the time of zivug, he's coming with whatever he's holding in ruchnius, which is his packages of mitzvahs and chalila chas v'shalom is whatever averis he's got." And those then impact the ruchnius level or the ruchnius capabilities of the child as well. So, in any case, nevertheless, right, there is this aspect, being that we are all human beings, even Yishai, right? David HaMelech says about his parents, is k'deishe elyon, hein ba'ovin chalalti v'chet yechamas ni'imi, so that affects the seichel, that there's some kind of closure. There's still something, you know. There's always that little thing that we're still not there. We're still not. That's holding us back from a full receiving the full oris of chachma. And they say, or the imitzad yitzira hanafshis, or whether it's because of the yitzira hanafshis. And I don't know what he means 100% over here. Meaning there's another aspect of the, I think he's talking about the creation of the soul itself, meaning the soul itself, right? Some people come from higher level. I think this is what he's talking about. I'm not 100% sure, though. He's not clear. I mean, at least I shouldn't say he's not clear. I'm not clear what he's saying. There's a situm, a closure here from the Oris HaChama reaching me at this point, of the Mitzad Yetzir HaNafshis. I think what he means is, in other words, the first one was the parents, and then the second one is the nefesh of the person himself has certain limitations, right? That's this, the quality of the nefesh that a human being receives is different. There are different levels. Some people have a higher level in the neshama, so they're obviously able to receive more. Some people have less, they'll be able to receive less. Shekol elu hein sibos pinimios, all these are inner sibos, okay? Le'akev ba'ad ha'chachma, to hold back the chachma, shalei tizgala oire b'loi hoide v'hadara, that its light will not become revealed with the full glory and splendor. Achein, now this is where it gets interesting, and this is where Eretz Yisrael comes in. Achein neged arba hasibois poeles Eretz Yisrael. Keneged these four causes that hold back chachma, Eretz Yisrael works. Eretz Yisrael is therapeutic. Eretz Yisrael, you know, cures and deals with these issues and allows a person to receive chachma more. He doesn't quote the Chazal over here, but he's clearly coming off of the famous Chazal, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim. The heir of Eretz Yisrael brings a person chachma. Right? That's where he's obviously coming from. So he says as follows: Habrocha Shmeimis Sheyeshna Eretz Yisrael Mevatelis as Kol Aniyus Shebi Yisrael. The heavenly bracha that there is in Eretz Yisrael nullifies all poverty in Yisrael. Val Barchavim Yad Hashem Aleim Hiskil, and it's all with the expanse that Hashem that comes from the hand of Hashem that He, you know, figures out how to give, how much to give. In other words, Eretz Yisrael has a special bracha of Gashmias. We see in the Torah, well, you know, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mashkin. Now, unfortunately, it also has a negative side, which is if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, or Klal Yisrael is not doing what you're supposed to do, so, you know, it says the rain will be held back, and whatever we say in Shema, etc., right? So, now, we'll see in a second. You know, I want to make a point that, obviously, today, you know, Baruch Hashem, there's increasing shefa in Eretz Yisrael today compared to all the time, just getting more and more, Baruch Hashem. But obviously, in the times of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, they were suffering from poverty terribly. So you have to put this into context. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe writes this with such confidence, right? Because the Torah says so. He sees it all over the Torah. Why is it not happening in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's day? Okay. Because there's a gzera that still hasn't been, you know, a gzera of Golas and a gzera of whatever has gone on in Eretz Yisrael that's holding it back. But the nature of Eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael is working in its natural way, it brings with it a tremendous bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The eyes of Hashem are always in Eretz Yisrael, meaning He's always giving to Eretz Yisrael, He's always looking to give to in Eretz Yisrael. Just the poverty I heard from my father Zechariah Levracha. He heard from his Rebbe Zvon Chalap, should be living be well. That his father, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was so poor. There was such terrible poverty in his house that his oldest son Rabbi Chil Michal once had to walk looking for food. From what I remember, the story was he ended up walking all the way to Petach Tikva. There was no, you know, it wasn't with bus or anything. He walked from Yerushalayim to Petach Tikva in search of food. And what I was told was all he brought back was orange peels. That was like, they had orange peels. That was like, that's how bad it was at some point. So, in that context, you know, nevertheless, Yaakov Moshe writes about in his writings all over the place about realizing and appreciating the gewaldige gashmias of Eretz Yisrael. And it's like Sterling, you know, you like think, all right, what does he know? He was way worse off than any of us financially. But in that, before we continue, I do want to read an interesting piece that he says in Parshas Lech Lecha. The first piece in Parshas Lech Lecha is exactly on this issue. And he says, Lech Lecha, right? So everybody deals with the question of what's this Lecha. So Rashi explains, Lahanascha L'tayvascha, go for yourself, meaning go for your benefit. Your benefit and for your good. So it says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in Chelek He of Meimaroi, okay, Nimuke HaMikrois, it's called. He says, Shonahi HaMitzvah Shel Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Mikol HaMitzvos. The mitzvah of inhabiting, of living in Eretz, of dwelling in Eretz Yisrael is different than all mitzvahs. In this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is included that you need to feel the good and the physical good, the physical benefit that you get from Eretz Yisrael. V'ladas, and to know, she eretz yoser meula mishar harotus gam bechumrius of a gashmius, that it's better than all lands, even not just spiritually. Don't think you're coming Eretz Yisrael just for spiritual gains. No, Even for fiddle games. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling from Avinu. And this is part of, you have to win when you're being Mekayim Mitzvah Yishar Eretz Yisrael. You have to know that you are gaining from Eretz Yisrael physically. Because it's the best of the lands, even in Chumrius and Gashrius and physicality. And if you are lacking that feeling at to the advantage of the land of Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, even in Chumrius, if you don't recognize that, you don't feel that, that Eretz Yisrael is actually better even physically, you'll be lacking even in the shleimus of this mitzvah. The mitzvah Yishar Eretz Yisrael is going to be lacking. Ulazois, Omar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, Lech Lecha, go for you, Lahanoschel Tevoschel Aretz Asherecha, go to Eretz Yisrael for your benefit, for your physical and Gashmi Yisdika, Toiva and benefit. It's unbelievable. Again, especially on the backdrop of what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe lived through. There's a lot to talk about this, so people think, we don't have as much money and this and that, whatever it is, but Lamaisa, there are a lot of other aspects that, the money is a tool for getting something, for living your physical life, but, it could be that health-wise, people are in a better situation here than other places. It could be the quality of life. There's a lot of statistics, whatever it is, that show this type of thing. That Eretz Yisrael has a better quality of life, maybe longer than many countries that are more affluent. They ran the statistic. I remember they published this like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It was from irreligious sources that the religious. I think they were talking specifically of the Haredim. They even though they're poorer as a community, but they actually enjoy life more and live longer and healthier. And then they were trying to grapple with that. How do you explain that? And that's pretty bad, So nobody was able to come in the irreligious, from what I remember, nobody was able to come to the correct conclusion. They just had to leave it as a tzarechin, because you can't come to that automatic conclusion that you don't want to get to. So just tzarechin gadol. Anyway, so. Ashreinu that we're zeicha to be here in Eretz Yisrael, and anyone that listens to this in Chutz Aras, so we welcome you. Bez Hashem, should be zeicha soon. Bechinas Yerushalayim. The second thing is the bechin of Yerushalayim. Okay, that's the first thing we spoke about is the bechin of Eretz Yisrael. Now is the bechin of Yerushalayim. Right, the bechin of Eretz Yisrael is it gets rid of all anius, all poverty. The second thing, Bechinas Yerushalayim, the aspect of Yerushalayim, Hamukefes Chaimem Mimais Yeshua Benun, which is surrounded with a wall from the days of Yeshua Benun, Shehichlish Es Amalek Lificharev, who's the one who weakened Amalek with the sword, Baal Chaimesecha Yerushalayim, Ifkadeti Shoimrim Kalayim Bechalalayla, and on your walls, Yerushalayim, I appointed guardsmen all the day and all the night, meaning Malachim, really, right? Veloihem minuk malchi eretz ki yovoi tzar v'oyev b'shari Yerushalayim, and the kings of the world didn't believe that an oppressor and an enemy could enter into the gates of Yerushalayim. Right? These are all a collection of psukim, right? And Chazal school. So this to show that this is the inyan of Yerushalayim is protection from the enemy. So that's the sgula of Yerushalayim. The specialty of Yerushalayim is to hold, to protect against any stumbling of hasata. How do you translate that? Incitement. Literally, that's what we say now. As we call it incitement, but it means to protect us from enemies. So that's the second bechina, which is Yerushalayim. So we did Eretz Yisrael is keneged anius, Yerushalayim is keneged the enemy attacking, veneged hagboras koyachat taiva bobeis hamikdash, and keneged the increasing koyachat taiva, or the koyachat taiva overpowering, I should say, against that bobeis hamikdash, that the beis hamikdash is the remedy for. Shesham makrivim achelev adam. What do we do in the Beis HaMikdash? We sacrifice, right, the chelev, the fat, and the blood of the karbonos. And like the vezen nechshav kilei kravnu chelbeinu v'dameinu al mezbeach. And like it says, this is considered as if we're being makriv, we're sacrificing our own chelev and dam on the mezbeach. So our own physicality, the very physical, non-intellectual parts of us, the chelev adam represents the taiva and the gasut. We're sacrificing, we're bringing that on the mizbeach. And with that, we are empowering the seichel over and removing the koich hataiva through that overpowering of the intellect. And that bechina comes from the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we get from the Beis HaMikdash. V'neged ha'ikuv shemitchun asay yetzira bo kodesh hakadoshim ha'mashpia kedusha nifla ba'olam. And k'neged the problem, the thing that holds back as far as the characteristic of the formation of man, the yetzira, right? Bo kodesh hakadoshim, whether it's from the parents or what he calls the yetzira nafshis, Ba Kodesh HaKadoshim HaMashpia Kedusha Nifla Ba'olam. Keneged that comes the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is Mashpia, an amazing Kedusha into the world. Mezachich Es Kol HaMahuyas U'Mataras Kol Nefashas, purifies all the beings, purifies all the Nefashas. We spoke about this on Yom Kippur, right? The Kohen Gadol going Lefnai Lefnim, the Makor HaVatara, right? Lefnei Hashem Titaru Mamish in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's where the Makor of all Tara comes, of purity, and that is going to then purifies the Nefesh of all Jews, so that even the Yetzira HaNafshis, or the little bit of Chet and Zua maybe that comes from the parents in the Nefesh of the person, all this is going to be sorted out, smoothed out, meaning purified. It's that Zuma will be removed through the koyach of the kedusha that comes into klalos of through the kodesh hakadoshim. So who sha'amad David HaMelech alav shalom? So this is what David HaMelech says in this pittel Tehillim that we say every single day. Shabbach Yerushalayim es Hashem, halleli lekayach tzion. Yerushalayim, tzion, praise Hashem, your God. Ki kol ha'sibos musulokos v'kol al mechonoi. Because all the things holding back the iris of Chachma are removed and all come and fall into place. Everything falls into place in Yerushalayim. Ki chizak b'riche sharayich, because he, Hashem, has strengthened your gates, right? Heim shara Yerushalayim ha'moinim mikol tzavoyev. Those are the gates of Yerushalayim that hold back and prevent any enemy from attacking the Jewish people. Beirach bonaich bekirbech. He's blessed your sons within you. Ve'en kananius. So they have bracha, so they have no poverty. Hasom gvulech shalom. He's placed peace in your borders. Umesula koyach taiva. And thus, the koyach of taiva has become removed. Because, this is important to pay attention to, because the taiva becomes empowered when we have a lack of harmony and peace within us, right? The strongest taiva is rooted in the yesod, right? The strongest taiva is rooted in the yesod, whose main nickname is shalom. It's shalom. That's what the Svarim HaKadoshim say. Because when everything is collected together in the Yesod, in a way of harmony, all the different koiches in the person, so then the person is able to be dovok b'Hashem properly. He's able to, and everything will flow smoothly. But when chas v'shalom, the person is in fragmentation. The person doesn't have the proper balance within himself because of his different midas. He hasn't been mezakech his midas. So then trouble stirs dafka over there in the yesod because of the lack of shalom between his tchunas hanefesh, between his midos and the different parts of the person, and that leads to taiva, because taiva, what's the lashon? Taiva yivakesh nifrad, right? The taiva is rooted in separation. It's a pasuk. So shalom When Hashem puts shalom into Yerushalayim, that removes the koyach of taiva. Chelev chitim yasbiach, and he will satisfy you with tremendous, literally the fat of the wheat, but it means just with plenty of food, etc. That is neged koyach shel yetzira. That's against the or connected the koyach of the yitzira. Shekoyach hasoyve shel achitim gorem loloim ba'abveima kama shamu chazal. Because Chazal teach us that it's the koyach of the satisfaction of the chitim, right? When the child eats chitim, that causes him to then say abba ve'ima. It's a chazal, right? When they eat the chita, then he's able to say abba ima. That gives him das. Right, that's why they say Eitz Hadas. One of the Dishdeyas is the Eitz Hadas was the Chita, because was the wheat, because wheat gives Das, that now you're able to say Abba Ve'ima. So that represents, right, when Chazal are pointing out to the idea that the Soiva of Chitim is what gives the person, the causes a person to say Abba Ve'ima, what they're indicating is that the Chitim, the Soiva of Chitim, is connected to the Koyach Yetzira of the person, that the person was established by his Abba Ve'ima. V'ahayinu shemekirim, but Riyak Moshe uses it in a melitzadik way, almost, in like a remezdik way. V'ahayinu, right, it's not just stam Abba Ve'ima. It's not just the poshep shat that it makes, gives a person das to know his Abba Ve'ima. Hainu shemekirim v'yoidim savim shepashamayim. In a deeper sense, the chita gives the person the ability to recognize and know his true parent, which is the Avim Shabashamayim, their father in heaven. So David HaMelech is turning to these psukim, which seem to be very nice, poetic, but don't seem to have so much, you know, now take on a very, very unbelievable, beautiful meaning. You should have, you know, pay attention to it in davening now, that there are four inyanim, beautiful, beautiful inyanim here in Eretz Yisrael, that these psukim are connected, that allow us to receive the Eretz HaChachma, Avir Deretzol Machkim, in a way that we would not be able to in Chutz La'aretz. Of course, unfortunately, some of them are behester. We're not zeicha now to the Kodesh Kodashim, in its physical expression. You know, we still have the Kodesh Kodashim in the Yerushalayim Shomala, so there still is some kind of Shefel Achara coming through that in Eretz Yisrael. And then the same thing with the Beis HaMikdash, we're not zeicha to. And even Shaar Yerushalayim, you know, I don't know, it's not a full story today. And the Bracha Shmeimis is not necessarily revealed to everyone in an obvious way, although, as I said, there are other aspects besides just the financial affluence of people. But it's Baruch Hashem. Is the Avir de Yisrael continues. I actually will make a mention of one other thing that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, which is important to pay attention to know. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says in a different place in Ma'ane Yeshua over there in Perek Lamed Vav, a small thing he writes, Misha Eino Maimin B'Bamoshes Pu'ulas Avir Deretz Yisrael Gam B'Zman Hazeh, someone who doesn't believe in the actuality of the fact that the Erev Eretz Yisrael works even today, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, etc., right? V'toyle ma sha'amur avir der Yisrael machkin b'derech helam u'cha'ein midas gulis. And he's toyle, he says, yeah, what it says, avir der Yisrael machkin, it's like in a concealed way, it's like a skula de kazach, you know, it's not a real thing, you know, it's like a skula de kazach, it's an inyan chves. Somebody who feels like that, ain't no margish be'emes b'mamoshes ha'avir ha'kodesh hazeh, then he taka doesn't feel the actuality of this holy air. V'rak al yedei ha'emuna bo hargosh hazos. And it's only through the emuna that this hargosha comes. In other words, if you are maimin, if you are mechazik your emuna in avir der so machkim, it will actually have that effect on you and you will start to reap those benefits. You will feel the mamoshus, you'll feel that in a live way. You will experience that. However, it's Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael is machim. One other thing, once we're talking about Eretz Yisrael machim, is an interesting thing I remember seeing in the Morah Ktzia. I didn't bring it with me. I didn't remember to look it up. I just think of it now as we're saying this. In Eretz Yisrael machim, it says Morah Ktzia, he says that Eretz Yisrael machim affects the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. It affects the Peres of Eretz Yisrael because they grow in that air. They're nourished also from the air of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he says, it's very chashuv and important to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael, because they are moisif chachma to a person. So if you have a chance to eat, you know, Peres Eretz Yisrael or Peres Chutz Laretz, you should stick to Peres Eretz Yisrael because it'll make you smarter. Huh? Yeah. Okay. That's all right. Any questions or auras?
That's all the black all the steel that's coming from. Can't take the chita.
All the what?
Celiac, can't
take the heat. Okay. Alright. Veseir, very good. Good vach. Good vach to everyone.
What's it called?
We have to.
We can't take